This boy, it seems, is sold out to a woman.
If you are a woman, my concern is only for you.
So? Your concern in a public brawl with your father.
How about you in a public brawl with justice?
With justice when all that I do is within my rights?
You have no right to trample on God's right.
Creon, completely out of control.
Fool! Adolescent fool! Taken in by a woman!
You'll never see me taken in by anything vile.
Every word you say is for her.
Hymen, quietly, darkly.
And for you. And for me. And for the gods under the earth.
You'll never marry her while she lives.
Then she must die. But her death will cause another.
Another? Have you lost your senses? Is this an open threat?
There is no threat in speaking to emptiness.
I swear you'll regret this superior tone of yours. You are the empty one.
If you were not my father, I'd say you were perverse.
You girl-struck fool! Don't play at words with me!
I'm sorry you prefer silence.
Now, by God, I swear by all the gods in heaven above us, you'll watch it. I swear you shall.
To the servants.
Bring her out. Bring the woman out. Let her die before his eyes. Here this instant with her bridegroom beside her.
Not here. No, she will not die here, King. And you will never see my face again. Go on raving, as long as you've a friend to endure you.
Exit Hymen.
Gone, gone. Creon, a young man in a rage, is dangerous.
Let him do or dream to do more than a man can. He shall not save these girls from death.
These girls? You have sentenced them both?
No, you are right. I will not kill the one whose hands are clean.
But Antigone?
Creon, somberly.
I will carry her far away out there in the wilderness and lock her living in a vault of stone. She shall have food, as the custom is, to absolve the state of her death. And there let her pray to the gods of hell. They are her only gods. Perhaps they will show her an escape from death. Or she may learn, though late, that piety shown the dead is pity in vain.
Exit Creon. Ode 3, Strophe.
Love, unconquerable waster of rich men. Keeper of warm lights and all-night vigil in the soft face of a girl, sea-wanderer, forest-visitor. Even the pure immortals cannot escape you, and mortal man, in his one day's dusk, trembles before your glory.
Antistrophe.
Surely you swerve upon ruin the just man's consenting heart, as here you have made bright anger strike between father and son. And none has conquered but love. A girl's glance working the will of heaven, pleasure to her alone who mocks us, merciless Aphrodite.
Scene 4. As Antigone enters guarded.
But I can no longer stand in awe of this, nor seeing what I see, keep back my tears. Here is Antigone, passing to that chamber where all find sleep at last.
Strophe 1.
Look upon me, friends, and pity me, turning back at the night's edge to say goodbye to the sun that shines for me no longer. Now sleepy death summons me down to Acheron, that cold shore. There is no bride song there, nor any music.
Yet not unpraised, not without a kind of honor. You walk at last into the underworld, untouched by sickness, broken by no sword. What woman has ever found your way to death?
Antistrophe 1.
How often I have heard the story of Niobe, Tantalus's wretched daughter, how the stone clung fast about her, ivy close, and they say, the rain falls endlessly, and sifting soft snow, her tears are never done. I feel the loneliness of her death in mine.
But she was born of heaven, and you are woman, woman born. If her death is yours, a mortal woman's, is this not for you glory in our world and in the world beyond?
Strophe 2.
You laugh at me. Ah, friends, friends, can you not wait until I am dead? O Thebes, O men, many charioted in love with fortune, dear springs of Dirce, sacred Theban grove, be witnesses for me, denied all pity, unjustly judged, and think a word of love for her whose path turns under dark earth, where there are no more tears.
You have passed beyond human daring and come at last into a place of stone where justice sits. I cannot tell what shape of your father's guilt appears in this.